who you want to be. You're putting up your armor when you leave, and you leave because you're certain of who you want to be.
Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WDMC, broadcasting from Casco Hudson. I am your host, DJ Sosa, and I am joined by
DJ Cola.
We will be right back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Robert Justin reports in the Times Union that New York's prisons have an internal grievance system that inmates do not trust, according to a new report from the Correctional Association of New York. The incarcerated grievance system was created after the 1971 prison riot at the Attica Correctional Facility. The report said, and I quote, during monitoring visits, and in correspondence with incarcerated people and their families, the program is frequently cited as restricted in scope, lacking transparency and fairness, failing to resolve grievances within specified time limits, and widely subject to physical and other forms of retaliation. Together with these failures, inflict significant damage on perceptions of legitimacy of the system and negatively impact relationships between incarcerated people and staff, end quote. There were more than 10,000 grievances filed in state prisons in the first 6 months of 2022. In response to the report, the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision said, and I quote, the incarcerated grievance program makes every effort at all levels of the grievance process to fulfill its intent and to provide incarcerated individuals with everything to which they are entitled to by law and or in accordance with departmental policy, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York State of Politics reports that, like everything else, the cost of creating wind power is going up. So now, New York State Energy Research and Development Authority contracted wind project developers want the Public Service Commission to make, and I quote, inflation adjustments, end quote. Ann Reynolds, executive director of the Alliance for Clean Energy New York, said, and I quote, just like all the household expenses have increased, the price of your groceries have increased, so has the cost to build these projects, end quote. But according to Reynolds, the cost increases being sought are larger than the rate of inflation, and I quote, ranging from 27% for some all the way up to 70% for some other projects, end quote. About 90 renewable energy projects want the cost increases, and if the Public Service Commission does not agree, Reynolds says, and I quote, a lot of them will get canceled. Some of them may successfully rebid, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Porcupine Soup reports that Brian Smith has been appointed as the Catskill Central School District's new athletic director. Smith has taught physical education at Catskill Elementary School for 19 years and is Catskill's varsity golf coach and boys and girls golf coordinator for the Patroon Conference. Smith said, and I quote, this is an exciting time because we have a young core of eager coaches to help mold our players and build a newfound culture. 18 years ago, Catskill took a chance and hired me, and I look forward to giving back to this community, end quote. Smith replaces former athletic director Eric Joyce, who resigned in September for personal reasons. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And That wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Do you want a sword, Thorfinn? A sword is a tool meant to kill. Why do you need it? Whose life do you intend to take?
Enemies.
Your enemies? Who are they?
Well, bad guys like Halfton.
Listen to me, my son.
12 days we were together.
You don't have enemies.
12 times we were apart.
The truth is that nobody has them.
Of each other's lives.
Nobody in this entire world deserves to get hurt.
Heart to heart.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Casco, Hudson. Once again, I am your host, DJ Sosa, and I am bringing you my co-host, / sound engineer, DJ Cola, for your daily news report.
Hello, everybody. Since there is some weather, we didn't have a weather thingy on the Wavefront website, so I'm coming in impromptu style, just completely impromptu with the weather. I got it pulled up right here. I'm not making stuff up, but I'm not a weatherman, but here's my best. Friday, October, you're looking at a temperature of 70, feels like 72, wind, east, southeast, coming in 3 miles per hour, humidity 89%, UV index 0 of 11, 98% cloud cover, and 0 rain right now. There's a 19% chance, 20% chance it's gonna rain tonight, and for Saturday, you are looking at definitely gonna rain. It's gonna be a 90% chance of rain. You're gonna have highs of 68, and you're gonna have a low of 67, so it's gonna be pretty the same temperature throughout the whole day, but you might have some thunderstorms too, so be careful. There's gonna be some wind coming in from the east and southeast, top speed 6 miles per hour, so be careful of that too. And Sunday, it's gonna start to clear up a little bit. You're looking at 56. It's gonna be partly cloudy in the mornings, but then it's gonna go back to sunny to partly cloudy, and it's gonna be a low of 59. And that is the weather.
Once again, I am your host, DJ Sosa, and today on this show, we shall be doing the Wheel of Battles.
Wheel of Battles, dun 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 dun. You know, we need something more intense, you feel me?
What's the Wheel of battles.
This calm music, ain't it? Hold on. Here we go. Sense. We are doing the Wheel of Battles. We need something more intense coming in. So we're gonna play some of this. Hey, no free advertisement.
This is your garbage trash browser.
Bruh. We just got insulted by the ad. That's how you know we're off to a great start. But here we go. Some battle music. Here we go. You know, you need some intense music.
This sounds like the first fight in any Dragon Ball game theme song.
Yeah, it's like some Mortal Kombat type stuff. Oh, that's what I should have put on. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, some Mortal Kombat. We gotta put some Mortal Kombat characters since the new Mortal Kombat just came out. But would you like to read off our first contestant?
Okay, our first contestant is none other than Mr. Po himself, Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda. I feel like Kung Fu Panda would be a great player.
Kung Fu Panda.
And Mortal Kombat.
And I can see that. He doesn't really have any moves besides the... Okay. Versus Mickey Mouse.
This is a goofy little battle.
I mean, Mickey Mouse don't really got no superpowers. He just got the Mouse Katool, so... he really not doing nothing, so...
All right, we're going to say he got the whole clubhouse with him, not the Clatskill Clubhouse broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM.
WDXC broadcasting Avery Clatskill Hots.
But the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. He got Goofy, he got Donald Duck.
Right, he got Minnie, you
it
know...
It don't matter, though, right?
But I don't think Kung Fu Panda would hit a girl. Actually, yeah, he did. I think one of the villains in one of the movies was a female. So, guess not. Mike, okay. Yo, Nate, where you at?
Yo, literally.
Mike Tyson
gets folded by almost everybody on this list. That's kind of why I put him. Mike Tyson's cool, but we have somebody who talks about him.
Mike Tyson versus Batman.
Alright, we're gonna...
Alright, Batman with no superpowers and just straight Bruce Wayne, or Batman with, like,
no
all the gadgets?
No combat suit, nothing. Just Bruce Wayne. We're gonna make it a little bit more fair.
I think Mike Tyson might... Nah, because Batman has fought many trained fighters.
He's 6'2 and 210 pounds. 210 pounds. That's Batman's height. So Mike Tyson's
like 5'10.
Height and weight. So, he's 10 pounds heavier.
Who was it? Are they 220? I thought you said they were both 220.
Batman's 210.
Oh, so damn.
But he's also...
Batman got the reach advantage, though.
He does. He's 4 inches taller than Mike Tyson.
Damn.
He also has... But Mike Tyson...
But Mike Tyson has fought more tall people before. Mike Tyson now, or Mike Tyson in his prime where he was just being...
Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think
that boy ruthless. Yeah, I'll give it to Batman just because Batman got mad different fighting techniques. Boxer can't compete with a Muay Thai expert. It's just not going to happen.
It's just too many. I feel like Batman could also throw hands boxing-wise, too. Right.
He the next Muhammad Ali.
Right, for sure. Right, let's go back to the wheel. Where did I put that? Oh, my God. There we go.
Batman again. Oh, about to say.
That'd be crazy. And if you're listening and you don't know, you want to explain what the wheel of spinny spin spin is?
The wheel of spinny spin spin is a wheel full of random characters from superhero movies, video games, anime. And we just kind of select two and then debate on who would win.
I put that one on there.
Hellboy?
Yeah, because we can't say
Hellboy.
That word.
We can't? I mean, we can.
All right.
Grim Reaper villain, man. Who is that?
I don't know. Let's spin again. It's from a cartoon, but I want to give Hellboy a different.
Yeah, you gotta have a real.
This is a good
Cyborg.
Wait. Unless?
Cyborg. Yeah. Who is it? Like, Cyborg and who?
Hellboy.
I mean, Hellboy has fire to him, so I feel like.
He's got superhuman durability. Superhuman stamina, so he's just a superhuman.
He's literally just like Cyborg, except he doesn't have a robotic body. And he can shoot fire,
do magic.
Right?
Yeah, he can use magic too. So it's kind of like Raven, but built like Cyborg.
I'm giving it to Hellboy.
What is his weaknesses? He's short-tempered. He can regenerate.
Regeneration won't help him all the time.
Yeah, like he has some stamina. His half-demon nature makes him vulnerable to holy attacks. Cyborg don't get holy attacks. Cyborg ain't got holy
water. He don't got no... Right.
His weapons sometimes not function, so does Cyborg. So I feel like... Oh, this could go either way. This is a good
fight. It depends on if Cyborg... Can't Cyborg, like, transform, though?
Can he? I know he's got, like, a bunch of cannons.
Like, can he turn into, like, a car and stuff like that?
No, that's like the Transformers. Can he do that?
I remember when Robin turned him into a toilet.
Yo, Teen Titans Go was crazy. Oh, this is some good battle music, too.
So what OST is this?
You gotta know this.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Don't stop. Watch us get Goku now. Don't stop. But I feel like Hellboy might take that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Hellboy. I feel like Hellboy got that.
That's close though. I could go either way.
Alright, let's see. Give me somebody from Dragon Ball.
Oh my god, we almost
so close
did.
To
we almost got
so
Goku,
close.
But we got Zelda, the princess from Legend of Zelda.
Oh my god. I hope
she's actually pretty powerful.
I don't really know her powers, but she might be pretty good.
We don't know Yusuke. That was Yusuke? Her Shaw Money's request to put that on there. So we have
Tonight.
Who's the other person? I already forgot.
Joker? Bah.
Joker
I feel like
versus Zelda.
Zelda might beat the Joker behind, I ain't gonna lie. about to.
Ooh, that's a close one. Let's see, because, like, what's it called? Zelda's also Sheik.
Zelda's what?
Zelda has an alter ego called Sheik, where she's like a ninja in disguise and nobody knows that she's the princess.
Nobody knows what?
Yeah. So, like, she has an alter ego.
Oh.
This is Zelda, too.
Oh, I thought Zelda was, like, short and, like...
Yep. Same person.
That's,
like, her alter ego. So, she's disguised when she fights.
Okay.
But she has magic. I don't know. I don't think she could handle Joker's sheer chaoticness. I think Joker wins just because Zelda would try to spare him at first.
She would? She's, like, one of those friendly... She's like Goku, so try to...
I feel like she is. She's like a princess. Mm. I mean, that could be just me stereotyping. But, like...
Versus the Joker. But the Joker doesn't seem like he's the type to really care about, you know.
Killing, yeah. Bro would literally pull out a 9mm.
Yeah, he'll just shoot you.
Yeah.
It'll be the trick one where he first...
But can she deflect bullets?
Hold on. Are we talking about Batman, like, animated Joker? Or are we talking, like, Injustice Joker, where he, like, you know... Or Mortal Kombat Joker.
Animated. He's got bombs.
Animated. Yeah. Okay.
He's trained in martial combat too, right? In combat.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I feel like it could go either way. I'm gonna give it to Zelda.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Joker. So, if you want to weigh in on this decision, you can hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. One more time, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And it's spelled as an O-U-R, as an R, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. That being said, you know, we got Dragon Ball Z in the background. Come on, give us a Dragon Ball Z character, for real.
All right, we already got this.
Rematch.
Oh, we're using him again? Okay.
Cyborg coming in for a rematch after he lost to Hellboy.
And this Superman. Oh, okay. Superman.
This isn't
just...
close. What? You think Superman loses?
No. I said Superman got it.
Oh, I thought you said he loses this. I was about to say. All right. Let's do one more before we go into another song. All right. So we got Naruto.
Naruto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naruto. I can't say his name right. Come on, get Goku. Get, like, a good fight, right? Closest Mario. Naruto versus Mario. I feel like if you give Naruto his weapons, then you gotta give Mario his power-ups, right?
If you give him... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mario wins. I'm gonna make a lot of Naruto fans really mad right now. But
I feel like Naruto,
I feel like Mario got this, though. Because, like, Naruto can't do anything against him when he has a star.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Unless he just throws him off the world.
He just turns into the nine tail and do a little backflip. That's what it takes.
Bro could unleash his strongest attack on Mario, and Mario would just shrink. Because whenever you hit Mario, he just...
Doesn't he just shrink? Yeah, shrinks into a shorter form.
Yeah, for real. So, like, that's an interesting one. Interesting one. For sure. Alright, we're gonna play one more. I lied, we're doing one last one before we go into a song. So,
who we got?
The entire U.S. Army, because we
got Michael Tyson?
Yeah, so we're gonna change it to the entire U.S. Army. Okay. I like how those are right next to each other. This is gonna be an interesting one.
I mean, any superhero. Mega Man?
Ooh!
Who's Mega Man?
What? You don't remember Mega Man? From... He's like a, this guy.
Mm-mm.
What? That's crazy. So Mega Man is just like a cyborg dude. Pretty much. Ooh.
Okay. Wait, he's like cyborg, you said?
Yeah.
Versus Mike... easily...
No, versus the entire U.S. Army.
Oh. I mean... there's definitely... The Army got that. They have plenty of tanks in the sky. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
it's over.
That being said, we are gonna go into a song and we will be right back.
Indeed.
Is this clean? Ooh.
ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, I'm just warming up. I'm yet to break a sweat. There ain't a need to brag, no need to flex. And when they said I couldn't do it, I became obsessed. I'm going Super Saiyan, yeah, I'll go Super Saiyan. I got something to say, thanks for the motivation. I gotta get it now, there's no time for waiting. This time I really mean it, no, I'm not even playing. I gotta keep my eyes on the prize. 200 mph, that's a hell of a ride. Can't describe what I've been feeling inside. Yeah, I love proving people wrong, cause then I look them in the eyes and say, I bet you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, I'm just warming up. I'm yet to break a sweat. There ain't a need to brag, no need to flex. And when they said I couldn't do it, I became obsessed.
Just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget. Big fish, you see me swimming with the great whites, kid. Flushed up, drippy as ever with them late nights, dip. I gave my all to them streets, like all this hate I give. Can't even hide it on my face, it's right in plain sight, kid. You gotta live long, prosper in love, that's what they told me. I'm the lucky when I came from the mud, got what they owe me. It's a long road, rocky as ever, that's what they showed me. But the dream ain't all glitter and gold, that's on the homies. A lot of late nights and road trips to get to the check. They wanted fast cars, going broke to get the protect. Me, I just wanted mine, sit down with the label exec. Get my advance and then go shopping with my favorite connect. It's like a dream how we reach for the stars, aim for the moon. Spent the 100K on jewels and your brother sharing the room. When your mama in the trenches, a baby inside the womb. And your side piece don't want it no more, so that baby's doomed. It's a cold life, stay humble, pay homage to all them cold nights. Hope if you stay focused, keep quiet and get your goals right. It's easy for the victim, start banging, pick up a pole, right? Don't hop up off that porch, you ain't bout it, you get your nose wiped.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the formerly trailless 17 mountain peaks in the Catskills now have informal trails, and the Department of Environmental Conservation said on October 5th it will spend $50,000 to, and I quote, promote responsible recreation and sustainable use of the formerly trailless peaks over 3,500 feet in the Catskills, end quote. The money will go to a visitor experience survey and educational signs on the informal trails. The visitor survey begins this weekend, and anyone can also fill out an online survey through November 11th on a link on the WGXC newsroom. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that New York's Office of Cannabis Management began accepting applications from anyone wanting to open a legal cannabis store on October 3rd through March 4th. Previously, New York only took applications from someone who has been convicted of a marijuana-related offense or someone whose parent, spouse, child, legal guardian, or dependent has been convicted of a marijuana-related offense in New York before March 31, 2021. New York has been criticized for a super slow rollout of legal cannabis stores, with only a handful open across the state more than 2 years after legalization and none locally. Tremaine Wright, chair of the New York State Cannabis Control Board, said the expansion, and I quote, marks a huge step forward in making our vision of an equitable and accessible New York cannabis market a reality, end quote. But because of the slow application process, those applying for stores now won't have them open for some time. The Cannabis Control Board has issued 463 conditional cannabis licenses so far, but only 19 retail dispensaries and 4 temporary delivery-only locations have been opened in the state, none closer than Albany. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Lou Posnow reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul on October 6th boasted about 13,300 new manufacturing jobs added in the state since 2021. Hochul said, and I quote, New York's manufacturing sector is in the midst of a major renaissance, and we've got the jobs, the businesses, and the investment to prove it, end quote. Nationally, the Labor Department reported on October 6th that the country added 336,000 jobs in September. Unemployment in the United States is near a 50-year low at 3.8%. Locally, the rate is lower in all the Hudson Valley counties. And you can read more about that story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Cascade, Hudson. Just a reminder that the clubhouse location is 455 Main Street in Casco, New York, just in case anybody felt like stopping by to get a closer peek at how we do our radio show and how the clubhouse presents itself.
Yeah, and if you even want to hop on, be a guest on radio, right, live on air, come on in.
Bring friends.
Yeah, for sure.
You have a PS5, you can come have a game night with us. Winner gets rewards.
Oh, yeah. We do game nights, and then the winner wins the Walmart gift card.
Mm-hmm.
We also have food if you are hungry and, you know, you don't got much. That's completely fine. We get where you're coming from. A lot of us here come from the same situation. I know I can say I have, at least. So if you just need something to eat, we got you. We got some food you can cook in the oven, and we also got some snacks if you just want an after-school snack. We'll also help you with, like, schoolwork and stuff like that. We have a music program every Wednesday.
Tracks, child tracks.
Yeah, 4 to 5 p.m. And yeah, that's what the clubhouse is about.
Indeed.
We also do a bunch of field trips.
Yeah, we went to Great Escape. We went to, we went to the zoo. Yeah, we had very memorable field trips. We went to the movie. We went snow tubing.
And this is all something
come get into.
You can do at Clubhouse.
455 Main Street, Casco, New York, 12414.
And there's also one in 11 Warren Street, Hudson. You want to stop at there too. That being said, we're going to do the fictional character beatdown. And would you like to explain this for the audience?
Yes. This is basically a fictional wheel of fictional characters in video games, movies, anime, stuff like that. And basically, we spin the wheel. There's like a bunch of names on there. We spin the wheel. Whoever it lands on has to go up against whoever name pops up the next time we spin the wheel. So, for example, let's say Noah spins and we get Goku. And then he spins again and we get Vegeta. They verse each other and based on their skill set and all that determines who wins.
Yeah, and we have characters from a bunch of different series.
A bunch.
You got Teen Titans playing the back. We got cartoons, we got anime, we got DC, we got Marvel. We got all of that. So with that being said, you're going to hear the wheel spin as well. Starting now. Ooh. Okay.
Cool.
Nah, we got him. Let's say Thor. We got him.
Thor, the only one capable of the hammer throw, other than Captain America.
That'd be crazy if we got Captain America.
Optimus Prime. I say Thor solos Optimus Prime because he's electricity.
No, close. You want to give Thor a new opponent since he won that so easy?
Yeah.
Winner, and if it's like low different, like they just destroy, we're going to do another one till they... Ooh.
Hey, we should do like the winner.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah, for sure.
Kirby. Thor versus Kirby. Thor's beating his behind.
You think so?
Kirby? Bro, he's the
Kirby
god of thunder.
Kirby could absorb Thor and then he could hold the hammer.
Yeah. That's unrealistic. They have to be a chosen one. So even if he absorbs him, that doesn't mean he's the chosen one. That just means he absorbed the chosen one.
So which would mean he's technically the chosen.
Ah. And isn't Thor a god? So he can't like die for
Fun
real?
Fun fact, the way Thor flies, he doesn't actually fly. He just throws his hammer really hard and then grabs it. That's a little fun fact, but we'll say Thor wins that one. We're gonna spin again. Thor is so far undefeated, 3-2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is.
This is not fair.
This is not fair.
Aquaman's in water.
Yeah, that's 3-0 Thor.
Nah, having electricity power is kind of OP. I guess most people. Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
I think Darth Vader has this one just because Thor, he's super confident, he's super cocky, he's super arrogant. And Darth Vader, he gets the job done. So I feel like Thor would be like pretty much emoting.
But if Thor was like taking him seriously, you think Darth Vader taking that from Thor? I mean,
I have a question. Okay. Nobody can lift the hammer by themselves. Can the Force lift the hammer? Nah.
That's probably like, no, because if that was the case, then people could have done many things to apply force. Like, they could have just pulled it really hard.
Right.
In a truck or something. Didn't they try to do that in a movie and failed?
I don't know. That's a good question. In the movie, though, there's a scene where Captain America tries to pick up the hammer. Here, I'll actually play it. And you can see he could do it if he tried harder. Here we go. So, there is Marvel.
Who's going to need more time?
No free advertisement. So, here we go. So, if you aren't a fan of Marvel, still stick around because we got a bunch of different series. Since we have been getting Thor back to back to back, we're going to honor him with this little Marvel clip, and then we're going to say,
"That's a
all right,
trick.
You're taking it out of time off."
Whosoever be he, worthy shall have it.
Challenge. Everybody tries.
Come on, Iron Man.
If I lift it, I then rule Asgard?
Yes, of course.
This is from Age of Ultron.
I will be reinstituting Prima Nocta. Be right back.
Then you go grab his suit.
Yep. So Iron Man has got it. Like, this is just a show. how
are you even pulling? Are you on my team?
Unless you're
just represent.
Oh, yeah, force point.
Right, let's go.
Who's that?
That's the Hulk. He's trying to get mad. Bro couldn't even transform. Look at.
Come on, Cap.
He moves it. Look at his face. Thor. But then he acts like he can't. And look at the way he put his hands up.
Like, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Out of everybody, nobody even shook it. This is foreshadowing. You see. One more.
Come on, Cap.
I saw that, yeah.
It moved. Nobody else even moved it. Either. Maybe he just wasn't worthy yet.
And Widow.
Oh. But that is some interesting foreshadowing. That being said, we are going to play you into a song, and then we're going to be right back with the Wheel of Doom. We have a new name every time, for real. And if you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, we are broadcasting
live on the Caskey. Wait, broadcasting 90.7 FM WGXC. Acro, Caskey, and Hudson.
And we will be right back after a short song.
I leave my house at 3 o'clock with 200 texts and 2 missed calls. Guess all of the friends that I f***ed off all talked. And I took a job for just July, but feels like I might be here for life. Yeah, I'm in it now, I'm in it now. Could I start again somehow? Yes, I'm a mess with an S on my chest. Got stress filling up my head. So I spent last night blowing up my life. Now you won't see me again. Cheers to the front end, cheers to the back end, cheers to the 2010s. I can hate my guts when the sun comes up, but I like myself like this. I like myself like this. Fix the shit I've done when I could just pack my shit and run. Delete every number from my phone. So long. Yeah, I'll get new shirts cause mine all stink. And I'll tell my boss what I really think. Yeah, I'm in it now, I'm in it now. Could I start again somehow? Yes, I'm a mess with an S on my chest. Got stress filling up my head. So I spent last night blowing up my life. Now you won't see me. When the sun comes up, but I guess that's what this is. I like myself like this.
I get in my guts when the sun comes up, but I like myself like this.
How you get closer to love? How you eliminate all your sadness when you opening up? How you make excuses for billionaires you broke on a bus? I need n****s around me rolling up and smoking me up. Because my rainforest crest, everybody dies a little. And I just wanna dance tonight. And I just wanna dance tonight. Ah, yeah. He my little baby Medusa, tipping the juice up. I go back and forth in an Uber, travel for 2 months. I'm the emptiest, hallelujah. Open my chest up, it's a rabbit inside my hat. Angel all dressed up, looking to bless up at the milk and the honey gaze. I make money for money's sake, I've been writing 100 days. To the wretched out the earth and called it baby for none. I know my shoulder blades are shattered wings to carry me home. I said, baby, come on. You know this flesh is only temporary, brittle as bone. Why don't you empty out your love for me, then chisel the stone? These are 10 black commandments, a property loan. Cause every blade of grass of earth we don't actually own. I am the I am, says Sam, am I? The universe bleeds infinity, you got one life. How you get closer to love? How you eliminate all your sadness when you opening up? How you make excuses for billionaires, you broke on a bus? I need around me rolling up and smoking me up. Because when rainbows pass, everybody dies a little. And I just wanna dance tonight. If you think you love me, then bury me when the sun up. Faded with the homie, he prilling another blunt up. Talking to Muhammad like, don't really trust us. Dying on stolen land for a dollar like that ain't f***ing. It's fuck they money. I'ma say it every song until the revolution coming. All the feds start running. This is brand new murder, revolutionary suicide. Then close the curtain, you ain't seen death. I can hear the blood on the moon. Flag upon it, all they do is consume. Only animal to ravage everything in its path. They turned a natural resource into a bundle of cash. Made the world anti-black, then divided the class. Now niggas with dicks, some cokeheads, these bitches. Man, fuck a close to love. How you eliminate all your sadness when you opening up? How you make excuses for billionaires, you broke on a bus? I need me rolling up and smoking me up. Because when rainbows cross, everybody dies a little. And I just wanna dance tonight. I just wanna dance tonight.
Told me, son, you could be anything, long as you spread your wings. I know one day you'll be great. Just wait, soon you'll aim up at the sky, and I'll watch it float away. But now that I am older, I'll admit that I am over. All the stress comes from molding life upon your shoulders. It's a chore, I'm sick of being bored. I'm sick of stressing shit I could ignore. I guess it's just my own immaturity burning through me internally. Take imagination and making it a reality. So pause, you'll right back, pay a visit to the past, tell them all to kiss for a second. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids in a Coke can. I don't wanna think about anything at all. I just wanna run around doing what I want with a fast girl and a slow jam. Fresh prints, cartoons, good raps, dope tracks. And I'm not trying to be on it, I'm just trying to be honest. Packed lunch, school crush, bus home and play Sonic. I have been there, I have done that, made my mark up on the town. Been stupid, I've been lucid, been a menace and a clown. Wow, I'm chilling, watching Rocko's Modern Living. Wishing I could find a way to bring back music television. No more Jersey Shore, no horribly boring versions of shows from Great Britain. They're written with no vision, you're dead. I'll be right back. Pay my tribute to the past. You can all just kiss for a second. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids in a Coke can. I don't wanna think about anything at all. I just wanna run around doing what I want with a pretty girl and a slow jam and some Sour Patch Kids in a Coke can.
Thank you. phones jamming on my Walkman. Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. Yeah. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can.
Welcome. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskills Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting 8 Girl Catskill Hudson. That last song that you guys were listening to was
Sour Patch Kids by Bryce Vine.
Indeed. In case you guys missed it, we have been doing a fictional character battle wheel where we basically mixed up a bunch of fictional characters from different series, different movies, shows, animes, etc. And the point is to see, we spin the wheel, and there's a character, and then we spin it again, and there's another character, and then those two characters face off, and then judging based off their skill sets and how effective they are in their show is how we determine the winner.
We got the Dragon Ball Z music in the background. Let's go.
Kamehameha.
This actually goes. This is fire, though.
Okay.
Yo, why do I want to freestyle to this?
Oh, this is like the Majin Vegeta track.
Yo.
But it's like a beat. Oh my God.
Why? This is fire, yo. We're getting distracted over here, but we gotta. I kind of want to listen.
Kakarot.
Coming in fast with the final flash. You can't even see me. I'm already past you. Going Super Saiyan, man. I'm gonna blast you. Doesn't really matter because you know I know that kung fu.
Okay. It fits the beat.
Yeah, no, this beat is just fire.
I didn't even recognize it at first. And I heard it and I was like, oh, no, it's Majin Vegeta. Just like that. Thanos. What the hell? Thanos, okay, so Mr. Snap and End Your Life.
Does he got the Infinity Gauntlet?
I feel you gotta give it to him.
You got
depending
it?
On who we're fighting. Bro, Goku.
Nah, we're gonna, yeah. Okay, so.
Well, okay, so this one is kind of strange.
Have
because, yeah, he needs
Goku
it.
Goku,
but then Goku has his butt. So even if Thanos was to come and snap the whole Earth, Goku can literally, like, I feel like he would easily be able to, like, instant transmission away, or he would call Zenos. Because remember, he has the button. So even if the world is ended, he could just press the button and then. Intro 16? Oh my God. Wait, or is this?
Yeah.
I got mad respect for the androids.
Have you ever watched the fan dub of Dragon Ball?
The fan dub?
Yeah. Alright, I gotta show you one. For the last little bit, you know, we're just gonna do some Dragon Ball, because how can you not like Dragon Ball? But there's this fan dub, and it's just as good as the regular show.
No, I am an adult.
What's wrong, little boy? Do you need an adult?
No. I am an adult.
Dang. Oh, yeah, go on.
Clean. That was fan made, too. The dub? That's the talking, tough. Too?
That's tough. Tougher than tough.
Have you heard that before? No. I'll play that for you after the show. But with that being said, you know, I gotta put back the music. That music, that soundtrack. Just reminding me of it.
Uh-oh.
Such a good theme. But that being said.
you're doing is running your mouth.
Huh?
Do you even listen to yourself? Just now, you called it in. Waiting for endless. Let Goku out of this tournament now!
Got some fire music in the background. So, I don't know who would win.
Goku.
Thanos or Goku?
I want to give it to Goku just because Goku. But then it's like,
if Thanos snaps,
if he snaps and Goku doesn't,
could resist.
Resist what?
The snap. I think.
I feel like he would be smart enough to know, like, if he knew what it was capable of doing, he would be able to avoid it.
But Goku constantly, like, lets his guard down.
But yeah, he's like, oh, I heard you're very strong. I heard you can snap your fingers. So I'm just going to make sure you don't snap.
Oh, yeah, that's close. Man. I don't know, because there was this theme.
Never learn. Though for the moment,
Freezer
perhaps you want to concentrate.
Yeah. And Goku's this
shit.
Is destruction energy. So Goku's in a ball of pure destruction. That's like erasure. So if he's able to resist the erasure from a god, man. You could say those objects are god tier power. He resisted god tier power. So
I feel like Thanos to snap.
He can't do it in his base form.
But does Thanos' snap really destroy the whole world in, like, one snap? Or is it just, like, he snaps and whatever is near him just, like, blows away?
See. And that was in his base form. He gets 50 right. times more powerful as Super Saiyan, 100 times more powerful as Super Saiyan 2, 400 times more powerful as Super Saiyan 3, 4,000 times more powerful as Super Saiyan 4, 32 billion times powerful as Super Saiyan God.
And then you add Super Saiyan Blue.
Which is 32 billion times 50.
Then you add Kaioken to Super Saiyan Blue.
Which is 30 billion times 50 times 20.
And then you got Ultra Instinct Goku before the Super Ultra Instinct.
And would Ultra Instinct dodge the snap in some way?
I feel like it would. He would, like, instant transmission or something like that.
I think Thanos wins. Just because Goku would start fighting him in his base form. And if Thanos did the snap, then... You know, that's it. That being said...
He's fighting in his base form and then get... Yeah.
That being said, you know, this was our show. So, if you are listening in at Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on...
90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Casco, and Hudson.
You know.
Hudson.
Oh. And I think we're off, but just in case we are not and you're still listening to us, time for music. Haha.
Giggity, giggity.
Fortnite.
Among Us.